I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by Bretton Woods Resort.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, those who came along with us from the old show may not know our baseball expert around these parts, Brad Foe from WEEI.com. But, of course, we are mired in a cheating scandal here. Good morning. How are you?
That's what it takes, being mired in something.
For us to talk baseball.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's what it takes. For me to talk baseball, we have to be mired.
I love the peeing the pan story in Little League.
But you never forget things like that. It's overcoming those kind of things that make you the person that you are as an adult.
And also great parenting, rubbing dirt on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is parenting 101 right there.
It was just the fact that my mom was the only person who said that no one would know that I had peed my pants during a Little League game. And that's what moms
do. All the cool kids are doing it.
That's what moms do. That's what moms do. So are they, to use that analogy, are they, is Red Sox management peeing their pants over this?
Yes. This is really, 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 really bad. Yes.
It's really bad.
Really bad. Because not only are you probably not going to have the manager that you built the whole organization around, and that's what has happened in the last couple of years, but you're going to have the kind of penalties that you are trying to avoid. We've heard all offseason about trying to get below the luxury tax to avoid these penalties. Well, guess what? They're coming probably worse because of this other stuff. So this is forget even about the Astro stuff. Cora was going to be suspended for at least a year because of that.
Because of that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, so Major League Baseball is their investigation of what happened here is still underway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But you have people on the record, anonymous sources in The Athletic, who said this was going on. So you would think it's not a huge leap to think that this was what was going on.
Are these like my sources on the Brady stories, or are they legitimate? Are they legitimate sources?
They may be the exact same sources, as far as I know.
So Wiggy says it's no big deal.
Here's the problem. So, and maybe Lou talks about this as well, is that you can say, what's the big deal? People shouldn't be getting fired over stealing signs, right? But with the Red Sox, it was, you were warned about this exact thing. You get a slap on the wrist in 2017 with the caveat saying, if you do anything like this again, you are going to be hit hard. So this isn't in a vacuum. Oh, well, it's no big deal. It is, if you're Alex Cora, the minute that you're hired, people in that organization have to say, hey, just want to give you the heads up. Do not even think of doing anything along these lines, because this organization is in the crosshairs like no other organization. And that's the difference.
And he went ahead and did it.
Yes.
They have to fire him.
Yeah, I think so. Well, if no other reason, because you have the timeline. I think that there's no way around it was going to be more than a year just by the Astros stuff alone. So you're probably talking 2 years, and 2 years is the length of his contract. And at some point, if you're the Red Sox, you kind of have to, you know, figure out what your future is going to be, right? Yeah.
So he's going to get hit for the Astros stuff, even though they kind of said they wrapped everything up there. He's going to get hit for that, and he's going to ultimately get hit for the Red Sox thing as well.
The Astros stuff, they wrapped it up, but they didn't wrap up his punishment.
There's more coming for him.
There was, in that report, it was all Alex Cora. Mm-hmm. It was the other guys, the guys who ended up getting suspended and then getting fired. Those guys were like, well, yeah, we kind of take responsibility, but we're sort of on the outskirts. Cora, like, was right in the middle of mentioned 11 times.
I don't hold any culpability here, because in the Jeff Passan report, the players, he said that the players were the ones that schemed this, and they were part of it.
Well, it's like when the Patriots were penalized. Are the players penalized?
Yeah, but I don't think players weren't involved in that one.
Yeah, but it would be the same sort of thing. It's, you know, listen, we were told what to do. This is the management, the buck stops here sort of mentality. And that's where, you know, Dombrowski, too, you can say, well, I didn't know what was going on in the video room. And it doesn't really matter because he's gone now.
Yeah.
But if he was here, he would also be hit with a hammer.
Let's go to the Harbor One hotline and say hello this morning. Hey.
Hey, it's Lou. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Lou Merlone?
Not too much. I don't know if you use a CPAP or not, but I thought I'd...
Listen, I was listening yesterday, and I've been listening to you since this kind of broke. And
yeah.
I don't, you know, I only made it to, like, the majors in Little League. No high school ball, no. So I don't know. From a player's perspective... It seems to me like you're almost forgiving Alex Cora for this.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, you're essentially saying that this is the kind of thing that goes on all the time and that it's not as big a deal as maybe Bradford or others are saying this morning.
Well, no, I think that what they're guilty of is very similar to Bill in that Belichick. And they sent a memo out. They said, you can't do this anymore. And they continue to do it. And because of that, they should be penalties. They should probably be suspended, you know. I just thought that what they gave to A.J. Hinch was a little ridiculous. But it was arrogance, you know, just like the Patriots. It was the same thing, you know, and that the league told you not to do it. Stealing signs, we can debate whether stealing signs at second base. This is sort of like when Robert asked Bill, like, did you really need it to win? And he said no.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people realize how difficult it is to steal signs from second base when on every third or fourth pitch – a pitcher looks in his hat and changes his signs. I mean, once a pitcher does that once, it's virtually over with, and you no longer can do it all game long. So it's a lot more complicated than I think people think. But they were told not to do it, and they continue to do it. So he's going to get punished.
Do you think he should be fired?
No, I don't think A.J. Hinch should be fired. Well, I'll have to go back to this. Given what happened in Houston, yes, he's going to be fired because the precedent is set. I don't think there's any question about that. But I don't think A.J. Hinch should have been fired over this. I don't think Jeff Luhnow should have been fired over this. I think the main objective was to get this out of the game, to put an end to it. I think the league could have done that without essentially firing everybody. Because you tell me, is the entire staff in Houston going to get fired eventually or no?
Probably
not. Well, the league didn't fire him, Lou. I mean, the league suspended him for a year. So,
do you think that when the league said, hey, what should we do? We're going to suspend it for the year. Do you think there was someone in the room that sat there and said, hey, do you realize that if we do this, they're probably going to get fired? You think that
there was probably a chance. But, you know, you said it yourself, Lou. The issue here isn't how the magnitude of the offense. It's they should have come down on the Red Sox a lot harder in 2017 for the Apple Watch thing. They didn't. It kept going down that road to the point where you're checking in the hat every 2 seconds. And as I said, the horse was way out of the barn, and they had to reel it in. And this was the only way they were going to do it. That's why the penalties were what the penalties were.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I think the Red Sox are going to get a bigger penalty because they've been in the crosshairs of the league, you know, more than Houston Astros. The Houston Astros, you can say, oh, Taubman's a bad dude, or they never should have traded for Osuna. Oh, you know. But the Red Sox are the ones that violated international signings of free agents. They're the ones that had the Apple Watches. Their third offense, last I checked, is Houston's first offense. And look what they passed down to those guys. So the Red Sox are screwed.
Lou, if you look at that World Series win in 2018, how much of an advantage would you say is stealing signs in this way?
With the guy on second base? Not much, you know, but to be honest with you, this is what analytics is now anyways. We're not looking to gain such a big advantage. We're looking to gain a small one. We're looking to gain the blackjack advantage at a casino. You know what I mean? So just if it can help me in one at-bat, if they forget to change signs, one at-bat, and we're 7 pitches deep into an at-bat, and they're still using the same sign, that one at-bat could change the game. I don't know whether it did or not, but I just don't, you know, man on second base, stealing his signs, it's just a lot more difficult than I think people think.
Can I tell you that, so in 2018, that's when we're talking about this could have a real effect. Everyone's focusing on the postseason. There was that controversy that came out about the Astros in the postseason. The minute that happened, you couldn't take two steps without seeing MLB security all over the place. I actually don't think in the postseason it was a big deal because MLB all of a sudden paid attention to this stuff. And then in 2000...
Well, in the postseason, in the report, in the postseason, I think it was just in the article, Major League Baseball put people in the monitor rooms, yeah, in the video rooms. So during the postseason, there was none of it.
Right.
Because MLB's got security in there. So we can talk about, you know, whether they did in the postseason or not. They've already told you that that didn't happen in the postseason because they're leery of some of that stuff, and they put a person in that room to make sure it didn't happen.
Right. And then in the offseason, they say in 2019, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to have no cameras in center field. We're going to take care of all this, even though they weren't publicly saying what they're going to do. But they changed everything, including, by the way, having all the monitors on a 10-second delay, having one video, only one person allowed to see the video, and that was with one of those weird screens where you can't see from the side. It was you can only see straight ahead. So MLB last year knew all of this stuff. They knew all of it. But they just were trying to fix it on the fly until Mike Fiers and the Athletics start coming out. And they're like, oh, you know what? Forget about fixing it. We got to punish people, too.
Lou, who do you think ends up being – let's say they do fire Cora. Who do you think ends up – you think Jason Veritek is the next manager of the Boston Red Sox?
You know, given the timing of the year, I guess there's a chance. You know, I thought it was interesting, and I don't know if Nightingale going to Estrada, the bench coach in Houston, you know, the likely candidate, just like we're thinking Ron Renicki is a likely candidate, but I don't know. Did those guys survive?
You got to get rid of everybody, like, right? I mean, you got anybody who was around.
Ron Renicki was the bench coach.
Renicki's the bench. Do you think the hitting coach knew what was going on?
I mean, you basically have right. to start all over again.
I mean, that's the thing that I kind of initially asked about. Where, you know, players knew about this, and no players get suspended. But now you got bench coaches that knew about how. You know, if you're a Major League Baseball, don't you have to now basically eliminate everybody that was involved? Or shouldn't there be some punishment for everybody?
Well, see,
this is why I just said, you know, and that I think the punishment, I think they went too far. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think you could have. You could have suspended Alex Cora $500,000, you know what I mean, or whatever. And because now we are talking about, like you said, the trickle-down effect. Like, the hitting coaches knew what was going on. We all agree. They have a very good hitting coach. Should he be fired for it? The red bench coaches knew what was going on. We all agree. Every coach on the staff knew what was going on. I think we all agree. So you got to get rid of them all. Really? Is that what we're doing? So MLB, great. That's awesome. You just blew up, like, two staffs, and that's just the beginning of it. You know, stuff like Logan Morrison talking yesterday about, there's going to be more. It's, I don't know, it's just typical MLB. It's like they don't know how to handle things. They screw things up. You're right, Rob. They should have fined them more in 2017. They screw things up, and the next thing you know, they go freaking just straight blow up the island. You know, this is just what they do.
And can I tell you something in terms of the timeline? Because everyone's like, oh, this is going to be investigation. It's going to take a while. You have media availability on Thursday for the baseball writers' dinner, which Cora and all these people are supposed to be at. You have winter weekend this weekend, which, you know, Cora and all the players are supposed to be at.
I'm guessing they won't be. Alex Cora,
it's going to be a weird thing. I mean, it's going to be weird anything because all the players are going to be asked about it.
And now, Lou, I want to just ask you one last thing. When you look at MLB, do they now have to go through every Major League Baseball team out there with a fine-tooth comb to see who else was cheating? Because I know there was a report out there, potentially the Yankees. So does now everybody put in the crosshair? Because if you're Major League Baseball, isn't that what you should be doing?
Well, yeah, maybe. But if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm sort of sitting back hoping that nobody else comes forward because I don't want to continue down this road because it's going to get, you know. But then again, you know, there's people, friends, with an agent, with an Alex Cora. This is how this whole thing started here in Boston. You know, scolding former employees, you know, pissed off that they don't have a job anymore, ratting out, you know, the Red Sox. So is there somebody from other organizations? Again, like I said, Logan Morrison saying that he has firsthand knowledge that the Yankees and the Dodgers were both stealing signs as well. Like, do they bring him in now? Do they ask him what that knowledge is? Where does this thing lead? So, again, yeah, we'll see where this thing goes. As of right now, we know what happened to the Astros. The Red Sox are next, and we'll see if there's another team.
All right, Lou. Well, thank you for joining us. I don't know if we interrupted you this morning. I don't know if you're a Peloton guy like me. Or
or more importantly, Lou, have you ever peed your pants in Little League?
Lou, did you ever pee your pants in Little League?
Not in Little League. I used to pee my bed, but not in Little League.
Did you rub dirt on it?
Did your mother come in there and rub dirt on your sheets?
No. I would think if you rub dirt on it, aren't you bringing more attention? Because now it's a big black spot.
Listen, it was what my mom told me to do. And, you know, honestly, I was playing for Hayes Vending in the Farm League. And that's the way it went.
Now so. I thought the kids would be
the
like,
best vending company around.
Yeah,
Greg dutied in his pants.
Was that out of nerves or just a lack of control, I guess you would say?
I think it was probably being afraid that there might actually be a ball hit in my general direction. I think that's what it was, Lou.
He was under investigation for stealing signs.
Not a world-class athlete over here.
If the shortstop pisses himself, he's throwing a curveball.
I think I was playing the hot corner on that particular day, by the way. But all right, Lou Merlone, we'll listen to you this afternoon.
All right, boys. All right. And girls.
Hey, Lou. All right,
bye.
There you go. There's Lou.
Hey, it's Lou.
Hey, it's Lou. So, I don't know. You think there's no way Cora survives this, yeah, right, Bradfo?
I can't imagine.
Is he done?
Is he done in baseball?
Well, someone, about a week ago, a player with another team asked me if he was going to get a lifetime suspension. And then I didn't think there was a chance he was going to get fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I don't rule anything out.
Yeah.
They've given out lifetime suspensions in the last 5 years, the Atlanta GM got one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, I can't rule anything out because what the Astros guys got, Cora is going to get worse. Cora is going to get worse from MLB. Right.
Well, and I think after the Astros made the decision to fire those guys, the Red Sox have to do the exact same thing, don't they?
Isn't that the first reaction you had when you saw it? I mean, kind of. Yeah.
And doesn't Major League Baseball, like I said, don't they now have to look into every possible, you know, piece of tip that they get of this organization cheating and say, you know what, we can't be hypocritical here. We got to go through everything and suspend everybody that was involved.
Yeah, but like Lou, I agree with Lou. Like they only want to go so far. This is why they lowered the hammer like they did, because they want this to end. They want this to put, it's like when the Canseco book came out in the steroid era. They weren't doing anything. The Canseco book comes out. Now, we're gonna be proactive about this. And then they probably wanted it to end right there, but it kept on going and going and going.
What about the rest of the organization? Do you think that this goes with regard to repercussions, that it goes any higher? I mean, is there accountability on the part of...
No, because Dombrowski's gone.
What about Sam Kennedy? Is there accountability on the part of Sam Kennedy?
No, because those guys can probably say, you know, we don't know what's going on when it comes to the
baseball
in the clubhouse or baseball.
What about the bench coaches then? The ones that, Lou talked about, that knew this was
going on. Well, Ron Renneke is, everyone's saying he's going to take over, but we don't know if he's going to get the hammer on this too.
What about Curt Schilling, manager of the Boston Red
Sox?
Ooh,
I like that. That would be a great Wednesday segment, wouldn't
awesome.
It? Oh, my goodness.
I think it's going to be Veritech.
Why is this Veritech thing?
I'm just trying to start her.
I know you are. Well, listen, there's truth in everything you say.
I know. I've been pretty good with my scoops.
So a lot of back channeling to Greg Hill.
A lot of people thought I was coming over here. And
have you been debriefed by the Red Sox?
I've been briefed. I should have been debriefed after the Little League game.
Correct.
All right. So more coverage, I assume.
Yes.
Constant coverage on WEEI.com.
Yeah, I look forward to you guys in spring training, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking forward to a good 6 or 7 days down there in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida.
No better place to spend six days
Are you
going to
join us down there?
I hope so.
Are we actually going to get some players on the show?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to happen. Whatever players are left, you will get them. And I also look forward to Wiggy in this break simulating giving multiple signs in a catcher's crouch.
That should be the first question that you ask every player. Were you involved?
Yeah, exactly.
Wiggy thinks that this is basically like running a stop sign.
Yeah, I feel like that this is something that every baseball team does, but to different extents, right? And stealing signs, and like Lou said, as you take I didn't know that was something new to me, that you take your hat off, the signs changes. The laziness change. You got three pitches you're throwing. How are they stealing signs when you should be every inning or you should be in there with the catcher saying, let's change up the signs?
Well, that's what they're looking the hat for. And there's no other organization who has basically said, don't do this one thing again, and they go out and do it.
I mean, how do you explain the stats? Just the plain stats. Runners in scoring position during the 2018 regular season, 289, best in baseball. In the playoffs, by game two of the World Series, they had 31 RBIs with two outs and runners in scoring position. They were hitting .415, the highest average in baseball since the 1910 Philadelphia A's.
I think
you're telling
me
it didn't happen in the playoffs?
I mean,
come on.
Kerosene Ken talking about runners in scoring possession.
Ken, and you know
gets
what,
my blood boiling.
You know what's to kind of back up your stats is Rich Keefe. I was on with him one time, and he talked about, what's his name, Jose Altuve. Is that the guy for the Astros?
Yes,
and he showed his splits versus home and away, and as far as his batting average and his OPS, it was night and day, so... And this was right around when the whole banging thing came out. So, yeah, it's definitely an advantage if you're up at home plate and you kind of got an idea on what pitch is coming.
Yeah, I don't rule anything out, Ken, but I can tell you, after that Astros report came out during the playoffs, there were people everywhere. And MLB security was everywhere. And maybe they found a way around it. I don't know.
All right, those stats are obvious. They found a way around it.
Yes. Well, listen, great having you on.
All right, good to see you all.
All right,
yeah, I'll see you at the Liberty Tree Mall.
All right. Yay! All right. We're getting Orange Julius. All right.
Yeah, and there's a texter who is insisting that I am being paid by Peloton because
you're
I
not.
Bring it up. They could pay me.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with them because it's like a cult.
Made fun of the CrossFit people.
I was on there yesterday. They're selling a Peloton cashmere beanie. Would you like to know how much it is?
$395.
$150.
For the
Peloton cashmere beanie. Mm. I mean,
I'll sell you a knockoff of it if you want.
Sell me a knockoff.
You can find a knockoff at the Liberty Tree Mall.
At the Liberty Tree Mall.
It's spelled Peloton.
Yes. We got to get to what is trending.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Technology decisions are not black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. By the way, the exclusive skate pod sponsor, Red River Technology. College football national title game last night. Hillman claims he was up late, watched the entire thing.
I didn't say the entire thing. I watched a good portion of it. I watched a good portion
Impressed
of it.
Impressed by Joe Burrow? You think he'll be a star in the NFL?
Looks like it, doesn't it, Wiggy?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he shredded Clemson's defense.
5 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing. He had a new FBS single season record for TD passes and TDs responsible for. And set the record
for
the Randy Moss's son.
Yeah, he's going to Cincinnati, so I don't know how much that helps him out.
You see that hit on that Clemson receiver in the back?
Yeah, it was a good clean hit.
Does he know what his name is today? I mean,
yeah, he ended up catching a touchdown not too long after at the Kid Rogers.
You guys see Trump? He's never going to leave Louisiana.
Man.
He loved it there, man. They were giving him an ovation.
Oh, my God.
You know, Melania and Trump on the field.
I noticed what happened with Vince Vaughn. Did Vince Vaughn shake his hand or something, and now everybody wants Vince Vaughn canceled?
Yeah,
is that what's going on?
He was in the suite, it looked like, and they were talking, and then he shakes his hand at the end. But Trump and
Melania,
they look like they're so uncomfortable together. When they were walking out. They just look weird together.
Grabbing her hand, letting it go.
It's like
they stopped in the middle of the walk. It was kind of weird.
It's like they have no chemistry.
No chemistry there.
Nothing.
Yeah.
They give her a little slap on the ass or something.
Oh, that would go over well.
Slap him in the face, Ricky.
like, it's like my lady here. You know, it's like it's weird. It's two robots.
China.
Can we play one more game of Guess the Coach, Ed Orgeron or Farmer Fran from Waterboy?
Yeah.
Love this game.
Or you just cut one?
Take it easy on that seagull, boy.
All right, here's cut two.
The over the town, Bobby Boucher on the V, Carver, Rahway, Bobby Boucher, die.
All right, which is which, Wiggy?
I'm going to say the second one was
Bradford.
Ed Orgeron, and the first one was Farmer Fred from Waterboy.
Correct.
Yes, Waterboy, great movie, too. Adam Sandler, another great movie that he had.
All right, let me throw one more in for you if we have. I think we have time for this.
Load them up.
What do you got there? What is
That is gonna be Sam Jackson. No,
that is Glenn Ordway.
You sure? Sounds like an old black guy. You sure that's not Sam Jackson? Morgan Freeman.
Bruins blew a 5-2 lead. Bruce Cassidy was pretty upset at the final tying goal and then losing a shootout. 0-7 in shootouts. How about individually? They are 4-for-30 in breakaway attempts in shootouts
but,
this year.
I mean, never mind peeing your pants in Little League.
Yeah.
Brad Marchand. I mean, the worst shootout in the history of the NHL. I mean, that has never happened.
I don't even think that has happened in mini one-on-one at like the 9-year-old level. I think you need to check out the movie Youngblood and, you know, see how Dean Youngblood spin around and maybe kick it with your skate or something.
And then the low blow from the Philly player on the way to the dressing room.
His nose got in the way.
His nose got in the way. Give me a break.
He ain't going to be able to live that one down, though.
Bees at Columbus tonight. Celtics beat the Bulls 113-101. They have the Pistons on Wednesday. This is the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, more of the Greg Hill Show. WEEI.
Watch it. Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Five.
Is that the Electric Light Orchestra, Wiggy?
Ain't that, that's your boy, right?
That's Nipsey.
That's Nips. Is that Nipsey?
Yeah. Yep. Not my boy Joyner, it's Nipsey. Yeah.
Joyner
Lucas.
That's your. That's
you know him and him and Nipsey have a hustle. They sound similar.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah,
yeah. They got a little similarity to their flow.
Gotta get Joyner in here.
Yeah. When are we going to a show? Me and you.
Oh God.
I'm thinking. You know. You said that Red Sox are building one.
A music hall.
A music place, right? A music hall, right?
Yeah.
So when we
they're
get
gonna use it to steal signals.
It's one big broadcast facility.
It's a giant. It's a giant cover up.
Do you want to go to a classic hip hop show or a current hip hop show?
No, I want to go. I want to go to a classic, classic. I mean, Snoop is coming. I think next month.
I like Snoop too.
I think he's coming to the House of Blues next month. If you want to go to that,
Snoop could be a good one. Snoop could be a good one.
And we're gonna go to the Celtics Lakers game.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do that as well.
Okay,
Snoop could be a good one.
Jeez, where's the invite for the rest of us?
Well, Wiggy asked me specifically if we could go to.
You guys gonna blaze up?
Can you make a shoe smell? I mean, of course.
Okay. Wow, I like that.
Wow,
okay.
When Ken blazes up, it means turning up the environmentally friendly thermostat.
Well, that's environmentally friendly, right?
At his home in Brookline. That's what blazing up means.
When Ken blazes up, he gets a sunburn.
I mean, it's all organic.
This is David from Natick. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
It seems to me like sports personalities are getting to be even worse than millennials with the way that we want to treat them. They cheated. They had an organized way to cheat the rules. If people did that at McDonald's and either stole food or fenced coupons or something like that, they'd all get canned. Mm-hmm. Same thing with any business. I think these people need to have real jobs before they join a sports team.
Well, you make an interesting point. I mean, Alex Cora did this not once, but did it twice.
But would you get fired for taking paper home, even if they told you stop and you did it again? It's kind of what it is.
You mean like stealing toilet paper
Paper or you know, from the printer or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Wiggy, the answer is yes. That does happen in the real world.
There's not. I don't know about that. I don't think an employer is going to fire you for stealing.
I love how when you ask a question, a guy answers it, and then you say, I don't know about that.
I said, I don't know anybody who's ever got fired for stealing. The only person I know who got fired for stealing boxes was Craig, and that was a movie.
During your playing career in the NFL,
yes.
Did you ever cheat?
No.
Did you ever know about anybody cheating?
What about the boat?
Like, what do you mean cheating?
Like, breaking
the rules
on purpose.
No. Nah.
Do you think that
I didn't know anybody. I mean, I didn't know anybody that was doing anything like the whole PEDs. I didn't know guys who did that.
You didn't know anything?
No, if you did do that, you kept it to yourself. And the guys that I rolled with, nobody I knew in my circle did that.
You think that there's a place in sports for that?
For
cheating?
Well, I told you that there's a punishment that you're going to get for doing something like that.
So that makes it okay.
No. I didn't say it makes it okay, but I don't think – I'm with Lou. I don't think Cora or even the manager from the Astros should have been suspended for a year, or they should be, you know, banned from baseball. I think there are things that you try to do that you, you know, push the line. If you could get a playbook that somebody left behind in a locker room or at a hotel and you might be able to get something out of it, you know, it just you try to get that competitive edge.
AJ Hinch, in my opinion, the more I think of this, as Cora's wrong, we all agree he should be fired or lose his job. But AJ Hinch is coming across even worse in some ways because he's trying to distance himself, using the media to say that he didn't really know what was going on. He destroyed some camera. He knew what was going on. He's trying to distance himself in a way which I think is even more of like a, I don't know, passive aggressive way to handle this.
Yeah, what will Cora even say to this?
Well, is it possible that if Alex Cora were to resign on his own, that he could potentially save his career with regard to a lifetime ban or something
like
that?
Well, do you think he deserves a lifetime ban, or do you think he deserves to be suspended for a year? If you were the commissioner of Major League Baseball, what would you do?
I think if I were the commissioner of Major League Baseball, I would suspend him for maybe more than a year, maybe 2 years.
Okay.
And I would fine the Red Sox and I would take draft picks. I'd do it. But then the Red Sox, just like the Astros, are going to have an obligation with regard to their brand to make a decision about keeping somebody who came here and did exactly what he did previously and was told not to do.
So
it's going to be up to the Red Sox
with
regard to firing him, and I think they should.
Well, would you suspend everybody that was involved that knew about it then? So then that means, I'm not saying Veritek, but maybe he knew about it. He's on that staff or the bench coach, Ron Renicki, right? So all those guys need to be handed some type of suspension.
I mean, see Cora with an indefinite suspension where he has to come back to Manfred in a couple of years and ask for re-entry into the Major League Baseball.
Here's a text that says, we were talking on the show recently about a Delta flight attendant that was fired for taking a carton of milk.
She claims that was like a setup job. Right. She never took that milk.
And you thought it was wrong, though. You were on the side of that was wrong. They should have never fired her. She worked there for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
I mean, she had like a $250,000 salary, and she gets fired over stealing a box of milk.
Wiggy was fired for stealing airtime.
No, I was actually fired because I was too good, and they didn't want good ratings like you did. They wanted lower ratings.
Here's a text that says, Wiggy, please name someone that you know who steals from their employer who isn't getting fired.
I don't know anybody who steals. I'm no snitch.
Yeah, we know what happens to snitches.
They get stitches.
Let's see. Here's a text that says...
But don't you think...
What? Go ahead. What?
I was gonna, don't you think we're living in like a weird world if you want to fire people for stealing toilet paper? You know, I mean, that one call is like, well, if you get steal toilet paper, you should be fired. Like, that's the world we live in. So if you steal toilet paper, now granted, I'm not saying it's
right. Why? Because it's cheap? Like, why do you think you shouldn't face repercussions
for that?
Because
he thinks everybody has a right to
TP. No, because I think there are certain...
I mean, there were Mondays in this building that you'd come in, there was no toilet paper anywhere for years.
Well, I guess it's because I think there are levels to everything, right? And stealing toilet paper would be a lower level offense.
But the individual is, in most cases, not being fired simply for that. They are being fired because they have a propensity to steal. So if you have a propensity to steal toilet paper, what else do you think you are going to do at the organization? That is why. You take a look. Alex Cora is willing to cheat twice in a row, two different teams. What else is he willing
to
do?
Not only that, you're talking about the level. The last two World Series winners, well, last two or the last three, 17 and 18, are totally corrupted because of these scandals. Forever, right? They're tainted.
Well, they are. But Lou says, Lou, that's not work. And I'm going to go with Lou because he's the baseball guy. He played. He said that stealing signs is not, you know, I mean, it's not helping you that much.
Oh, my God.
That's what Lou says. I don't know.
If you're a batter and you know it's an off-speed pitch or a fastball, do you think that helps?
I think it helps a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but you still got to help the ball, right? You still got to be able to hit the ball. I mean, I'm going based on what Lou says. I don't know. Did you play in Major League Baseball, Ken?
Just missed the cut.
I mean, Lou did, so he knows better than I do.
You know, this crime occurred, I'm just thinking about this, occurred in Suffolk County, and I believe that the district attorney has determined that stealing is not a crime. Mm. So, therefore...
Well, that is true.
Maybe I believe Rachel Rollins should intervene and say that Alex Cora gets to keep his job, right?
That is true.
Speaking about politics, I am shocked. Maybe it's because he was busy at the national championship that President Trump hasn't tweeted about Cora yet, because Cora famously snubbed him and made a big point not to visit the White House.
Oh, yes.
I could see Mr. President weighing in on Mr. Alex Cora's cheating.
Well, do you believe...
Here.
This texter says that Pete Rose got a lifetime ban for less than this. Would you agree
with
that?
Pete Rose did not get a lifetime ban for less than this.
Okay. For betting on baseball. And I think he should be reinstated, or the ban should be lifted so he can ultimately get into the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. What he did was wrong, but, you know, I mean, Jesus.
This is Mike from Los Angeles. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to... you know, you guys are making light of this. This is serious business, man. I mean, cheating, the whole city got a reputation for cheating, and it is now, you know, started with the baseball. I think just like last year with the Astros, I mean, you just can't fire this and just expect it to go away. I think it needs to be talked about in terms of wiping the history books clean.
Yeah.
In terms of taking out, you know, because it was a competitive advantage. And when you have a competitive advantage in a game as big as, you know, I'm from Los Angeles, man, and I was a big Dodger fan.
Right. You got
robbed. And, you know.
You want the trophy.
This caused us to lose the World Series, man. And so that's not something to laugh and joke over. And then just to try to use Cora as a scapegoat to go away. No, it's not going to go away. So my first question is, how do you feel about forfeiting the World Series?
I mean, I don't know. Has that ever been done? I guess it happened with the Black Sox.
No, they didn't actually. I don't think they even had to forfeit that.
They didn't?
Dave Roberts should have two more World Series titles.
But there's also, we also heard from Lou, there is a report that the Dodgers were doing it as well.
Mike, comment on that?
I just feel like, you know, it doesn't have to be a precedent in order for it to happen. Who cares if they did it in the past? This is unprecedented what has happened, and I think that it's disgraceful and it's dishonorable. And look at the kids, man. What about the kids, man?
Oh, you know, come on.
There's a lot of kids that are looking at this. I mean, you're laughing, but there's a lot of Red Sox kids looking at this and saying, is this the way you want to show that winning at all costs is how you do things? I mean, think about that for a second, man. That's not funny. This is real life, man.
Mike, are you looking at us as the city of champions or the city of cheaters?
I mean, I think that you have a reputation to win at all costs, and it's despicable. And when it goes into cheating and laughing about it, it just makes – that's why the world looks at the Boston City as – that reputation. And to me, I wouldn't want to have a reputation. I'd rather lose honorable than win disgracefully.
But you never answered my question, Mike. The Dodgers are reported for doing the same thing.
Oh, come on, man. Don't put it on us, man. Don't try to do this, man. This spotlight is on you, man. You have
but
the coach.
Listen, Lou said that
Red Sox.
You're not. You didn't want to hear the question, man. Lou said that the Dodgers, I think the Yankees, were also being investigated for doing the same thing, for stealing signs.
There's fire. I agree. Listen, if my home team is found out to do it, then they should be punished as well. Everybody. I mean, let's just This is bad. This is a black eye on baseball, man. You know what I'm saying? And we need to stop it. You don't need to win at all costs. Mm-hmm. And this is disgraceful, dishonorable. And you need to really think about that. This is not a lasting matter, man. You should. Well, sports is enjoyment. It's for teaching. It's for learning. It's not for winning at all costs. And if you want to live your life like that, fine. But don't bring it into the sports and the media, man. That's just it's just disgraceful. And that's how I really feel. And I wanted to call your body. It's not about trying to disparage or to make you feel bad or anything. This is just the truth, the God honest truth. They need to fire this guy. They need to fire everybody that it is associated, just like the Houston Astros did. That man tried. He got rid of everybody, the GM, the coach, every. He said, get out of here. I don't want this to be a black eye. And I think basically baseball needs to look at this and say, man, we need to scrub the record books clean.
All right. Mike, thank you.
There you go.
Very enlightening. I'm going to change my approach.
What about the kids? Let's think about the kids.
It's a black eye on baseball.
Very serious. Stop laughing.
Well, then if baseball should then suspend everybody that was involved. Not single out people and say, all right, you're suspended. Now Alex Cora, he's going to go, well, you're suspending me. Why not Ron Renicky? He knew about it. Why not Jason Veritek? Why not? He's going to start snitching when he gets on the stand. You know, I'm not the real head of CMB.
This is Brian from New London. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
So, you know, I wanted to ask, listening to this, Wiggy.
Yo.
You make a good argument at times, but I have to disagree with this one. So what we're talking about here is a character flaw. And let me ask you a question. So if President Trump, you know, when he cheats at golf, is that okay?
Oh, he's a president. You know, I mean, get away with anything.
You know, you ought to read his book by Rick Riley, Commander in Cheat. You know, he's got a golf cart that's designed to go faster than everyone else so he can get ahead of the crowd so he can kick his ball up ahead. So is that okay? I think it's a character flaw. And, you know, maybe the worst we can do is maybe not vote for him. But with Alex, there's a character flaw with Alex. And unfortunately, I think the game deserves better than that.
Brian, is his golf cart better than Rodney Dangerfield's?
No way.
All right, so you say, this is an interesting point of view. So if you're the Red Sox, you have to look at this. You're looking at this as a real character flaw when it comes to Alex Cora and not somebody that you want associated with your organization.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Nice guy. He deserves to move on, but I think that's where it is. I think he needs to move on. I wouldn't want him in my organization if he's been told, you know, not to break the rules or not to do this sort of thing, and then now he's doing it. So it's making some poor decisions there.
Okay.
This is a black eye on baseball.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Agree. What about the kids?
It's all about the kids.
It's about the kids. Hello, John.
Good morning, all folks of goodwill and good cheer.
Hello. That's
and Black Panther, before you ask me, I was on the cusp of making the major leagues, but I wet my pants in AAA.
That's so all right. Anything for you, White Lightning.
Hey, you know, I hate to attack. I'm not attacking Lou. I like Lou. But to say that they got a harsh penalty and a stern talking to, which is basically what happened, and then they did it again, it's Major League Baseball's fault because they didn't hammer them the first time. I mean, that's weak.
Yeah,
they cheated. A lot of other people seem to be cheating. Stealing signs, as we know, goes way back forever, but they did it naturally. Now with all this high-tech BS, they're doing it illegally, and it should be stopped. And they gotta take a harsh stand. And to have the defense that they didn't hammer us enough earlier, so we did it again, is weak.
You feel like, from a Lou perspective, it's kind of enabling, I guess, is what you're saying.
I think so. You know, it's a home team defend the mantle thing, but it's weak. It's weak.
All right.
Thank you. Black eye on baseball.
That's right. Yes, it is.
Well, Major League Baseball then should drop the hammer if they want to be consistent and they want to be real about it. drop the hammer on everybody that was involved.
I think they
players,
will. They're
going
to get to that. They
no,
will.
They didn't do it in Houston. We already seen it.
You're deflecting off the topic by bringing that up. We're just talking about the Red Sox and their involvement today, Wiggy. What should happen to the Red Sox for what
I
they did?
I told you, I don't think Alex Cora should have been suspended for the year. I mean, if he does get suspended, we don't know what's going to happen.
So he should have a lighter penalty than A.J. Hinch and the Astros.
I don't think they should have been suspended for a year. I mean, half a season and a fine? Okay.
They did this not cheat.
This is more important. Who is this fool trying to correct me on Caddyshack? That Rodney, the texter says Rodney did not have a, he had a caddy, hence the name of the movie, mm-hmm. not a cart. His cart played.
Well, his cart was awesome.
Well, yeah, his cart was awesome. And
his bag played
the music.
Yeah.
But the cart was, he had a sick, souped up cart.
He pulled up right before the bowl of soup come in.
Yeah.
And got
the
hat in the clubhouse.
It was like Pimp My Ride with golf carts.
Okay.
You can spend a fortune on, you know, these people drive up in Maine in my Ocean Park area. These people, they drive around like these $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 golf carts.
I know. They're all souped up.
Yeah, souped up. They adjust the governor and make them go faster and all those kind of things.
Is the, will the Greg Hill Foundation cornhole tournament this year be big enough that we'll need golf carts to get around?
Maybe.
Because after last year and the field we had.
Don't forget, that event is coming.
Can't wait.
There's an area in Georgia where it's like a golf cart community.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like the villages down in Florida. You know, same kind of thing. All right, we will be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Donkey Show presents
more of the Greg Hill Show.
All of it will come with your package
on WEEI.
Man enough to apologize when I'm wrong. Do you know why?
Why?
Wiggy, do you know why?
No, I don't know why.
Because of the kids. Because it's about the kids.
Look at the kids, man. What about the kids?
Right? It's about the kids.
About the kids.
So, I am incorrect about Caddyshack.
Me too. I'm stunned by this.
I know. Countless texters have corrected me, and I went back and did some research during the break. And indeed, Rodney Dangerfield did not have a golf cart. He arrived in the Rolls.
It was the Rolls Royce,
And that is what the horn is
Thank you,
from.
Wang.
If you remember correctly, it was Rodney's bag that was souped up and played the music. He had the laser.
Had the remote control.
Laser putter. And if I do know this, though, and it gives me an opportunity for an ear moth.
Oh, excellent.
If I could fire up the iPod quickly. I do know exactly which song Rodney's golf bag was playing.
The way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Wiggy, where do you stand on Caddyshack? Good movie?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Caddyshack 1 or 2.
Yeah.
But don't even bring 2 into this.
No, don't bring 2
That's
into
it. That's an abomination.
It. Horrible.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
Almost as bad as Cocoon 2.
Stop. Or Boondock Saints 2.
Oh, that one now. That one I saw. That one was bad.
This is Jamie from Rhode Island. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how you doing? What's up? Just a statement and then a question for Wiggy. People cheat because they feel that the other team, the other individuals, the other corporation is cheating as well. All is fair until you're caught.
Right.
So everyone's this is like a knee-jerk reaction. It's going on all over the place. It's endless. It's who gets caught and how they get caught. This question's for Wiggy. Wiggy, when you got your contract with any team you played with, how could you uphold everything that's within that contract? You can't. There's this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do it. Like, how is it possible to uphold any contract that you're given? Everything's a violation. Everything's a violation.
So are you excusing Alex Cora? Just so I'm clear.
I'm not excusing him. What I'm saying is with the findings, I think termination, I think the knee-jerk reaction was all about self-preservation. Okay, because you've got that whole organization. They built what they built, but they had to let him. They had to let them go as an organization for self-preservation. I'm not saying to allow it at all, but it's going on. It's rampant. It's who gets caught. Yeah. And contracts are in place. Rules are in place. Why are there referees on the field? People are going to cheat. They're going to hold. They're going to grab you up under the face mat. It's who gets caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. But I think it's about the punishment after you get caught, right? Mm-hmm. You look and go, okay, what is this? Is that too severe? Is it not severe enough? I mean, I think that's ultimately what you then what we're then evaluating.
Yeah, this is Mike from Mansfield. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Smales, $1,000, you missed this shot. Anyways.
I never slice, Mike.
Hey, let me just say, first of all, I'm from Cleveland. I'm the biggest Cleveland fan, so I'm not biased towards to New England, with the exception when I brought Manny Ramirez here. I used to be an assistant manager at the Cleveland Indians and back in 96, 97. And when they're saying this is a black guy in baseball, let me tell you something. As a veteran who served for 10 years, and let's look back at the whole thing of mankind, all is fair in the battle of war. Sports players are playing a game. They're not saving people's lives. We're not dictating policy and peace treaties. It's a freaking game. And what they are, you know, the only time I would really even get upset about any player or coach getting caught cheating was with the exception of Sean Payton, where he put bounties on people to have them injured. That is deplorable. And I love Drew Brees. I respect the great player. But for these people to be in an uproar over this, you know what? Come on. It's a game. It's been going on. Everybody's cheating. You know, hey, we would still be under British rule if we as a country didn't cheat and didn't line up in cute little rows and wearing red coats fighting the British. I'm being serious here. So we cheated as Americans to get our freedom. Hey, it's human nature for survival as mankind. Do at all cost win. And you know what? I wish Cleveland would have done this because maybe I would have had a championship in my lifetime. Although, thanks to LeBron, we do have one. But my Indians will never have one. My Browns will never have one. You know? And, you know, people mock Belichick. You know what? I respect the hell out of him. You know, you do what you got to do. Mm. And, you know, Spygate, the deflated balls. Sorry, and I'm on a roll here, but the deflated balls, good for Brady. Good for you guys. It's all about winning.
Cheat, cheat, cheat. Cheat.
This is a black eye on baseball.
Yes, it is. This is Mark from Connecticut. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. I don't know what that last guy was talking about. That was a little bonkers right there. But I work at one of the casinos in Connecticut. I'm a manager there. And like we talked about, you guys mentioned, if you're stealing signs with your eyes and you're on base or whatever, that's fine. That's like if you're a card counter in the casino and you use your brain to count cards, it's just frowned upon, but there's nothing wrong with it. But once you bring in an electronic device, now it becomes a crime. Mm. You know, these guys got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Whether everybody else was doing it or not, you know, I don't want to bring up the Deflategate thing again, but, you know, that was kind of the defense there for a little bit. Everybody was doing it. They get caught with it. Hey, that's it, man. You get caught, you got to go.
Yeah, I think so. I think he does. I don't think there's any choice that whoever's calling the shots, John Henry, Chaim, Sam Kennedy, they have to get rid of him.
It's too late now.
It's too late now.
Because of what happened in Houston. Yeah. If Houston doesn't, let's say the punishment in Houston is, you know, half the season, then you can look at the Alex Cora situation and go, okay, because he's had to, because he was part of it and he came here and he knew about it, maybe you get him a year. But because they gave him a year there, I mean, that's where you're starting.
And you do have to give Manfred a little bit of credit because he easily could have done nothing, another slap on the wrist. There would have been some outrage, but maybe not that much. I mean, would people have stopped going to the games or watching? I mean, I don't think you guys were that out concerned about this last week.
No.
It seemed like it was starting to blow over.
And the Astros did themselves a favor by being the first here because they put this now all on the Red Sox. The Astros are out of the way. The next big thing to fall is going to be the Red Sox. We'll almost forget about Hinch being fired by the time they get to Cora because this is they in the report with the 11 Cora mentions yesterday when Jim Crane said the bench coach, when Lednow, the GM, mentioned Cora in his comments. It is all coming on to Cora.
I mean, certainly, Ken, I don't think it affects anything with regard to fans. Like, I mean, I think season ticket money or renewals are due. Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
I don't think that they're. Nobody's taking a stand and not renewing their season tickets at Fenway.
Oh, my old man said if he knew about this, he wouldn't have renewed. Renewed already.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I think some people might not renew because, all right, the team was kind of, what are you going to do with Mookie Betts? You didn't really know what was going on. Potentially David Price and a trade going out. Now you're probably not going to have a manager. So I think when you look at it, there are going to be fans go, why do I want to renew and watch
and
a team that's not going to be very good?
Ticket prices, Greg. They raised ticket prices. After last year's season, they raised ticket prices, and now this is what's been going on. You're going to have no Cora. You're going to have no first or second round pick. You're going to have a massive fine. You're going to have this huge stain.
Well, they clearly should have been cheating last year.
Okay.
Right. Who made that decision?
Yeah, they missed the boat on that one.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I think this is the best thing that could possibly happen to the Red Sox because, like, we wouldn't be talking about the Red Sox right now. You know what I'm saying? It's literally the best thing that could have happened to them.
Yeah, it's possible. All right. We got to take a break. But when we come back, the controversy over a new burger that a restaurant in Utah is serving may give me the opportunity to earmoth a song from Australia, Danielle.
Excellent.
So we will get to that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.